This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So a German nurse who has been jailed for murdering two patients is suspected of killing at least 84 others. Now, this scares the living daylights. This is like a horror movie in the making when a nurse kills their patients. And the man is identified as Niels H. and has, quote, confessed in many of those cases, according to a police statement. However, he cannot remember all the details of his actions. If confirmed, they say this death toll would be among the worst ever compiled by a German serial killer, since probably Nazi Germany. In past hearings, Niels H. admitted deliberately injecting patients at two clinics in northern Germany with deadly drugs and then trying to revive them in order to play the hero. That's according to German broadcaster NDR. He is convicted of two charges of attempted murder and two counts of murder by an Oldenburg court in 2015. Police say on Monday they had investigated additional deaths at hospitals in the northern German cities of Oldenburg and Delmenhorst after exhuming the remains of 134 people with links to Niels. They said he used five different drugs on the patients, including alkaloid angmaline and an antiarrhythmic drug, Sotalol. This was between the years 1999 and 2005. Toxicology reports for 41 people have not been completed, so that means there could even be more victims. Prosecutors have also charged six people who worked with Niels at the hospital on suspicion of failing to stop him. If I was any of you, I would be like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. You know, how often are we allowing, you know, hospital staff to come in and put something in our IVs? And, you know, I'm telling you right now, I've never, you know, in my years of practice seen this happen locally. Okay, you know, now everything is watched and there's, you know, monitors and there's, and, you know, to go through the school, that what gets me is how did this guy go through nursing school and go through all the years of training? How could he do that, you know, being a sick psychopath like he is? You know, that's what blows my mind, but it happens. Okay, we've seen people fall through the cracks and, you know, they're a predator and this is how they, you know, get through their, this is how they, you know, can find their victims. They have to play the part. And sometimes playing the part is going through a very difficult schooling regimen like nursing or medical. Now, 10 years ago, a German nurse was convicted of killing 28 elderly patients. He said he gave them lethal injections because he felt sorry for them. He was sentenced to life in prison. And, yeah, and no, that's not nice. That's not a nice thing to do. Okay? Killing 28 elderly patients. He felt sorry for them. What if they didn't want him feeling sorry for them? What if they felt fine? What if, you know, we're not talking hospice patients dying, begging to be killed. Right? We're talking about people who are older, you know, playing bingo and, you know, flirting with the people across the hall. You know, it could be those people. In Britain, Dr. Harold Shipman was believed to have killed as many as 250 people, most of them elderly and middle-aged women who were his patients. Known as Dr. Death, he was sentenced to 15 life terms in 2000. He died in prison in 2004, apparently a suicide. So what the hell is going on? Now, guys, this is very rare, okay? There is no way, okay, anybody should be concerned that their average doctor is a serial killer. But, you know, if somebody has the ability to have, you know, severe mental illness, okay, and they're destined to have that, they may be able to hide it and not act on it when they're younger. And then all of a sudden, they, you know, lose their control or they gain an addiction. You know, they kill one person, they got away with it. You know, wow, the power. And again, you know, we can't sit here and try to get into these people's minds because, remember, they don't think like us. You and I think logically. Right? A psychopath or somebody who is very, who has a murderous heart, they're going to justify it their own way. You and I will be like, what? Huh? So, you know, we can't try to use our logic, right, to figure out what these people are thinking. But if we had to take a guess, is the addictive nature, the euphoria that some people may get because they're, you know, doing this, these acts and getting away with it. You know, maybe they came up with some sort of a goal, and this is a goal that they want to reach. You know, maybe they have all this hatred. I don't know. You know, if you guys have ever watched, I urge you to watch the show Dexter. It's hard to take sometimes. It's pretty bloody. But it's a guy who wants to kill bad people. So you aren't really in love with the character because you know he's a sicko. But the people he kills are bad people. And he has rules. And if he hasn't had a kill, he gets really antsy. And, you know, you see the psychology of what's going on. Still, nothing that you and I would even be able to justify or validate in our heads. But, you know, you watch somebody who has to kill in order to make it through his day. And, you know, you're like, but he's going to get caught. How does he go through the stress? Well, maybe that stress is the adrenaline. Maybe he's an adrenaline junkie. And the adrenaline or the rush of that. You know, and then you have people that kill accidentally because they want their narcotics or they want their fix, and then they end up injecting something else that they shouldn't into the patient. And so they kill not because they want to kill. They kill because they have an addiction and they're stupid and they're selfish. So, you know, things can go wrong. It's rare. Don't expect that the average nurse or doctor would do something like this. But keep your eyes open that, you know, there could be some, you know, predator out there. So that's why I recommend have your family in the room and just ask, what's getting injected? What's going on? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of a
award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to libertyid.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We do really appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So guys, September is National Preparedness Month, and what better way to prepare is making sure that your health is a priority. And so preventative screening services are out there, and even if insurance doesn't pay for them, there's reasonable preventative screening services that you could do. I did a bunch this weekend to look for plaque buildup in my arteries, and I am so relieved that I did it. Lifeline Screening offers quick, easy, and painless screenings, and they use ultrasound technology to evaluate your risk for stroke and heart disease. So with ultrasound, it doesn't hurt. And they're available as part of an affordable screening package that provides personalized results, and you can take these results and share them to your healthcare provider. Again, can't wait till, you know, for insurance companies to decide if this is the preventative care they're going to pay for. So take action now by calling Life Screening today at 1-888-815-LIFE. That's 1-888-815-LIFE. Their packages start at like $149. They save you over 50%, so much more affordable than if you go through your high-deductible insurance plan. So call Lifeline Screening at 888-815-LIFE to schedule an appointment today, 888-815-5433. Remember, the power of prevention is yours. I got my bone density, I got my atrial fibrillation, my peripheral artery disease, carotid artery screening. It was so reasonable and painless. And, you know, with atrial fibrillation, there's definitely been some news that came out. This is kind of interesting. They say one in three of us may have atrial fibrillation and it not picked up, regularly. And let me tell you a little bit about this study that comes from New York. They say a recent study found one in three patients have atrial fibrillation during cardiac monitoring who were never previously diagnosed, which means so many of us could be at risk for this deadly heart rhythm. Now, what is atrial fibrillation? Well, first, what can it do? This deadly heart rhythm, which we're going to, you know, review, it could put you at risk for blood clots, stroke, heart failure, and it's something that I think is a lot more common, and we just don't get screened or monitored enough. The study authors looked at data provided by long-term cardiac monitor implants and found close to a third had undetected atrial fibrillation. According to lead researcher James Riffle, who we've quoted before on the show because he's done a lot of studies with atrial fibrillation, he's a cardiologist and professor at Columbia University College of Physicians and Surgeons in New York City. He says, based on these results, it's likely there's probably a lot more undetected atrial fibrillation among seniors. In 2014, the same study author published a paper in the American Journal of Medicine discussing how atrial fibrillation will increase your risk of stroke fivefold. So, I guess what I found significant about this study is if people on long-term heart monitors, all right, weren't told that they had atrial fibrillation or it wasn't diagnosed in them, what about those of us that just don't even know? You know, what this study is suggesting is for some of us that eventually do develop heart issues, what if it's because we have runs of atrial fibrillation that are temporary, that mess with our heart, that we may not feel, and that's causing damage, and it goes unchecked. So what is atrial fibrillation? So it's this abnormal heart rhythm where the electrical impulses fail to travel through the heart rhythmically and predictably. And remember, the heart muscle is a pump, so it relies on these methodical impulses so it can fill and then pump the blood throughout the body properly. Now, we've talked about this. The electrical impulses usually originate in the SA node, the sinoatrial node, and that's located in the right atrium of the heart. This SA node gauges the rate of impulses based on the person's activity. So if one is exercising and needs more cardiac output, this SA node will trigger a faster pulse, so more oxygenated blood is delivered throughout the body quicker. You know, remember, the body's job is to, especially the heart's job, is to make sure you have oxygenated blood. So when the SA node goes, wait a second, we need to step it up, they're going through oxygen a lot more. They're running a marathon, so they're going through oxygenated blood pretty quickly. That SA node is going to trigger and fire more. So the electrical activity gets discharged. Then it goes through the upper chambers of the heart, which are the atria. Then it hits the AV node. And then it goes down to the septum between both lower chambers of the heart, the ventricles. So the right ventricle, as we know, pumps blood into the lung. Blood becomes oxygenated. The blood gets, you know, comes back into the left atrium. And then it gets pumped into the left ventricle. Then the left ventricle at the next pump pumps it all out through the aorta. And that goes down to the smaller vessels throughout the body. So the pump and the electrical impulses have to be right on. I mean, it has to be in concert. You need the atria pumping, and then you need the ventricles pumping. Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. And it has to be like that. When the SA node loses its power, and it's not in charge. In atrial fibrillation, what ends up happening is the electrical impulses are misfiring throughout those upper chambers of the atria. So instead of a rhythmic, predictable, consistent pump, like ba-boom, ba-boom, it's boop-boop-boop-boop-boop-boop-boop-boop-boop-boop-boop. So the heart doesn't know what the hell to do. So this quote-unquote fibrillation you see of the muscles just not working in concert. The heart beats erratically, the heart pump isn't filling properly, and then blood can't get out to where it needs to go. Plus, blood sloshes around. While the blood just sits there and sloshes around, it forms clots. So the clots could travel once they do finally exit the heart, and then they could do a variety of things. They could block blood flow to the lungs, so that's a pulmonary embolism, and it could block blood flow to the brain, you know, causing stroke. So that's why if you have atrial fibrillation, your risk of stroke is fivefold, according to Dr. Reifel. Now, can patients go in and out of atrial fibrillation? Absolutely. And that's why many people don't notice. However, symptomatic atrial fibrillation can manifest in shortness of breath, palpitations, chest pain, dizziness, fatigue, cough. And so what puts you at risk for atrial fibrillation? So, you know, the older you get, but younger people could get it too, as we've seen with these energy drinks, where all of a sudden something just, you know, that big load of caffeine starts to mess with their electricity. If you have high blood pressure, if you have heart disease, if you have sleep apnea, if you have COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, other lung diseases, diabetes, even thyroid issues could put you at higher risk. You know, sometimes people will have atrial fibrillation because their thyroid is hyperactive. So we check the thyroid as well. What people don't realize is alcohol in high quantities could throw you into atrial fibrillation. You know, people say, well, you know, maybe alcohol causes heart attack. I wouldn't be surprised it can. But, you know, we forget that it could mess with the electrical activity. So alcohol can. And again, with energy drinks, we're still studying this because we've heard cases of young people going into atrial fibrillation and in their history, they had, you know, a couple energy drinks. Even one energy drink could be enough to trigger that. So how do you get screened? So, you know, you got to talk to your medical provider. You have to discuss your risk factors, all right? But like I said before, some insurance companies, you know, when you go, okay, I want an EKG as part of my physical, if that's not, remember, Obamacare is still the law of the land, so there are, you know, certain things that you get paid for, but EKGs and atrial fibrillation screening may not be a part of it, all right? That may not be what the insurance company considers as, you know, preventative, okay? Preventative may be, you know, going to get your heart listened to and your lungs listened to by your doctor. So, you know, I told you guys, sometimes you just have to take this on yourselves, all right? You know, the power of prevention is yours, according to Life, you know, Line Screening. The reason why I bring it up is because I just went to them to get my screening done. And so they can test you for atrial fibrillation. They can also evaluate your carotid artery disease by checking for plaques in the carotid arteries. They can check you for an abdominal aortic aneurysm. They can check you for peripheral vascular disease or lack of blood flow because of smoking or arteriosclerosis that prevents blood from getting not only centrally to the heart and brain but to other parts of the body like your legs, arms, etc. Plus, they can do some osteoporosis screening. They can do this very inexpensively for $150. Getting all that done, it's a great, you know, it's a great deal. So I do suggest you guys call Lifeline Screening. I rarely bring up companies on this show, but something like this I like a lot. 1-888-815-LIFE. 1-888-815-LIFE. And, you know, don't freak out about atrial fibrillation or any of these other diseases. You know, this, you know, we don't want to, you know, we don't want to, you know, think that we're always walking around, you know, with a ticking time bomb, you know, with our hearts, about to stop. But I can't believe how many times it was undiagnosed. You know, as a physician, you know, I would examine a patient, I would hook them up to the monitor, and I'm like, your rhythm, how do you feel? I can feel fine. And I'm like, but your heart's not beating regularly. How do you not feel that? Some of us, we don't feel it. And I think we take a lot for granted. You know, we just lost a cousin last week for a heart attack. And, you know, I wonder, was it, you know, something like this, atrial fibrillation? You never know. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Are Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. They say drinking 4 cups of coffee daily lowers our risk of death. Here's another study. I've now been on coffee now for a month. I don't think it's changed my energy. I still sound as quiet and mellow as ever. So but I hope it's doing something for my health. They say higher consumption of coffee is connected to a lower risk of death. This was a study presented by Spanish researchers during the European Society of Cardiology Congress in Barcelona. The study conducted by Hospital de Navarra in Pamplona, Spain, featured nearly 20,000 participants and followed up with them for an average of 10 years. The study found participants who drank at least 4 cups of coffee a day had a 64% lower risk of death than those who never or almost never drank coffee. Now, the participants were 45 or older, drinking 2 additional cups of coffee, and they were linked to a 30% lower risk of death. So 4 cups of coffee each day. All right, I barely get through one. It tastes so bad. How do you guys do it without loading it up with sugar and cream? Oh, my gosh, coffee tastes like crap. I could barely get through a half cup. But they say 4 cups of coffee each day could be a part of a healthy diet in these people, according to Dr. Navarro, a cardiologist at Hospital de Navarra. They say the findings back up a pair of studies published earlier this year touting the results of drinking coffee linked to lower risk of death due to heart disease, cancer, stroke, diabetes, and kidney. Well, maybe it's good. Maybe it's because when you drink coffee, you're less likely to, drink sweets. Nope, that's not it. Because there's another study saying that people that drink coffee may actually crave more sweets. Researchers studied 2 groups, and this study was published in the Journal of Food Science, one drinking decaf coffee and the other regular coffee. Volunteers in the caffeinated group rated their drinks as less sweet, even though it had the same amount of sugar as the decaf group. Those had higher chances of craving sugar later. And it was concluded that caffeine must be affecting taste perception. Now, that's a problem for me because I already have a sweet tooth. So I'm already over, indulging on sweets. I went to coffee to stop that. They said drinking caffeinated coffee had the same effect on participants as drinking decaf, and that our minds are conditioned to expect a certain behavior after drinking it. They say people feel more awake just by drinking it, even if it has no caffeine. So they say if you want to lose weight, give up caffeinated coffee. All right, wait a second. I just started coffee to lose weight. Okay, so that really, really sucks. I don't know what to do. You know, actually, there was an article talking about weight. This is very interesting about, this was very interesting about the consistency. All right, so CNN is reporting that consistency is key for weight loss. To achieve our weight loss goals, and we've been talking about that, you need to be consistent. Slowly but steady wins the race, and it looks like it does so, according to this new study, when we talk about shedding pounds each week. They go, if you go up and down with your weight drastically dropping, that's not good because it's going to rise again. But losing your weight slowly, which is something I've talked about on the show for a long, long time, methodical, allows your body to reset its set point. Remember I told you guys how, you know, you get the stomach bug, you drop 10 pounds, you know, and you're like, wow, if I could just keep this weight off before you even finish the sentence, once you're feeling better, you gain all this weight back. And the reason why is, you know, your body is based on chemistry, mathematics, and when you lose weight quickly, you know, your body will have to readjust mathematically everything, your kidneys, your blood flow, your liver, you know, hormones, it just, everything has to adjust. Yet, it's easier for the body to just bring you right back to the weight that works for the human body. And that's why you gain the weight back so quickly and, you know, you just hit that set point. So, when you lose weight slowly, your body has time to readjust. So they say developing a stable schedule of healthy eating and exercise can help keep your weight management consistent. This is according to Emily Feig, lead author and postdoctoral fellow at Massachusetts General. The study was published Monday in the journal Obesity. That is not a journal I would have on the back of my toilet seat, by the way. I have maybe Inquirer, right, or People Magazine, but I do not have Obesity Journal on the back of my toilet seat. But people buy it, I guess. They say, we don't know yet what it is about weight variability that's problematic. It could be reflective of trouble following a diet and exercise plan consistently, but it's also possible that physiologically, all right, people will lose weight more consistently than others. And so their best recommendation is to keep eating pretty similar each day, maybe prep food for the week on Sunday, reducing frequency of eating at restaurants. Yeah, because, you know, at restaurants you can be more impulsive. Plus, you can't always control the fat content. So build a happy, healthy, consistent eating. That'll help with your weight, make you lose weight more consistently. Same thing with exercise. Don't just start exercising, right, going to the gym 2 hours a day. In fact, you may actually notice you gain weight in the beginning because the body's like, whoa, 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 whoa. All right, they're expending a lot of energy. Everybody hold on to calories. You could actually get a little bit of a metabolism slow when you start exercising very, very heavily because the body's like, wait a second, something's going on. We need to store up some fat. But if you start to exercise regularly every day, then maybe step it up another 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes. Maybe step it up with some more incline or some more weight, you know, adding weights to your regimen. You know, then I think the body can handle that better, and you'll eventually slim down. So according to this study, they looked at 183 overweight and obese adults, mostly white women, living near Philadelphia. For 1 year, they participated in a weight loss program in which they were counseled on their diet and exercise. From the start of the program, their weight was tracked, measured, and analyzed weekly. The adults also attended assessment meetings at 6, 12, and 24 months. The researchers found that weight variability each week among the adults measured at the first 6 and 12 weeks of the program were associated with less subsequent weight loss at 12 and 24 months. So meaning when you yo-yo with your weight, you're not going to do as well and you're going to struggle 1 year later. So, you know, slow and steady wins the race. And guys, you know, I understand, you know, we're, you know, coming out of the summer. We're going to be seeing, you know, the holidays soon. So some of you guys are like, wait a second, you know, I didn't like the way I looked in my bikini. All right, I don't want to gain weight like everybody else does this year, so I want to start losing weight, so I'm super skinny for the holidays, so if I do gain weight, no, just, you know, you have now plenty of time. You have time to lose weight. You have plenty of time, okay? Take it slow and steady. Remember, you want this to work. You know, they did a study, you know, of people eating sweets or carbs while they were losing weight, and they found those that still got to nibble and indulge on their pleasures of food while they dieted, stuck to the weight loss more than those who were like, you know what, I just can't eat it, I just can't eat it. Now, that being said, when you look and see what the skinny people do, they pass on the birthday cake. You guys notice that? It's the office party. And, you know, maybe they'll hold the piece of cake, and they'll just take a fork and do a little baby nibble. And I'm like, oh my gosh, devour that sucker. Look at the frosting. Devour it. Well, maybe they have in their mind, no sugar. I am not eating sugar. No sugar. Nope. Nope. Coffee black. Nope. I'm not just, you know, nope. Just a salad. So for some people, in order for them to lose weight, they do have to have rules. And those rules are no sugar touches their lips. And I can't do that rule. I'd much rather have a booty than, you know, live by that rule. So having those rules are fine, but in terms of going from, you know, 0 to 90, we just know it doesn't work. And I hate to see people struggle. But, you know, what we do need to, though, embrace is that our metabolism is very different from our neighbors, from our family members, etc. Just because they could have two slices of pizza and be skinny doesn't mean you could have those same two slices of pizza and not gain weight. If you're the type of person that has slower metabolism, you eat those two pieces of pizza, you're looking at a, you know, weight that's not going to come off for weeks. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
I've been taking One Rule Away for several years and experienced healing for a severe intestinal problem. A car accident and the deployment of an airbag caused two breaks and crushed bone in my left wrist. My arm swelled, yet pain was minimum. At one point, it was obvious to the eye that the bone was misaligned and x-rays confirmed the break. Surgery was immediately scheduled. Upon awakening, the doctor entered and told me I was a very unusual case. He said that when he opened up my wrist, he expected to see raw, mangled, bruised, brown meat. Instead, the tissue was healthy and pink, and even right next to the broken bone, it was pretty. Yes, he actually said I had pretty tissue. During the 3 weeks between the break and the surgery, I became obsessed with taking One World Way. During that time, I was taking it three times a day. It seemed my body just craved it. It all beautifully healed in record time with no scar tissue.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit sgn80.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This is frightening. A pregnant woman has been found dead, and they think she was a victim of, quote, womb raiders. A body of a missing pregnant woman was found wrapped in plastic in the North Dakota River, ending an 8-day search and raising the possibility that womb raiders forcibly removed her baby before she was killed. Fargo Police Chief David Todd told reporters late Sunday that kayakers found the body of Savannah Graywind, 22 years old, hanging from a log in the Red River. Chief Todd, who spoke to the media from the Minnesota side of the Red River, said 6 miles north of Moorhead, investigators found suspicious material at a nearby farmstead that may be a crime scene. Graywind was a nursing assistant at a senior care facility. She disappeared on August 19th from the apartment she shared with her parents in North Fargo. 5 days after she went missing, a 2-day-old baby girl was found in a neighbor's home. DNA tests proved that the baby was her daughter, leading investigators to suspect that labor was somehow induced or that the child could have been removed from the mother's womb. This grisly discovery has now, been the focal point of a lot of discussion and the topic of womb raiders, where people will find a pregnant woman, induce, take the baby. The woman obviously dies, you know, and or they kill her in the process, then somebody steals the baby. The woman's parents have told police she visited a neighbor's apartment to work on a sewing project and never came back. Two neighbors, Brooke Cruz and William Hone, have been taken into custody after the baby was found and charged with conspiracy to commit kidnapping. They say Brooke Cruz was home during the execution of a search warrant. A newborn infant was also present in the apartment. The infant was alive and was immediately taken to a medical facility. Our investigation thus far indicates that the possibility that was Savannah's daughter. So, Hone and Cruz, I believe 38 and 32 years old respectively, are going to make the first appearance in court today. The baby, thank God, was found in good condition, is now at a hospital in Fargo under the custody of Cass County Social Services. They say up to 400 people, including one man from as far away as Arizona, took part in searches for the woman since they began Friday, one day after the newborn baby was found. And, the father of the woman's baby told WDIY that he and Greenwind had been expecting a baby girl who was due in late September. They plan to name her Hazley Joe, he said. They said that it's healthy, but they're running more tests. Wow. When you think people are sick, it just gets sicker. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There was a postal worker who faked cancer and was sentenced to community service at a treatment center. A Colorado woman who faked cancer to take paid leave from her job as a postal worker has to spend 652 hours doing community service and pay a $10,000 fine as well as the $20,798 in restitution to the postal service. Carolyn Zarate Boyle, 60 years old, pled guilty without a plea agreement in April. She screwed up, stupid. According to a news release, investigators discovered that Boyle, who once accused a subordinate of faking cancer and denied the employee's request for accommodation, forged notes from two different doctors about treatment related to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. In total, she was granted 112 days of sick leave, was allowed to work part-time or from home, and received paid administrative leave. She was caught after an interview with the Postal Service's Office Inspector General, during which she revealed that she was planning on continuing to take time off until her scheduled retirement, April 2017. Boyle said she decided to take time off from work after being passed over for a promotion. And you see, she was going to retire in April 2017. Why did she have to do this? They say this type of behavior within the Postal Service is not tolerated, and the overwhelming majority of Postal Service employees, which serve the public, are honest, hardworking, and trustworthy individuals, should never engage in any type of criminal behavior. So she was sentenced to 5 years probation with the first 6 months in home confinement. Anybody that fakes cancer, it doesn't look like she accepted donations, because you have people that do that as well, where they set up a GoFundMe, they collect these donations, and they never had cancer. And you have some people, they'll shave their head, they'll go through great lengths to, get money. And I told you what to do whenever you have somebody at work or a friend that needs money for cancer treatment or for their medical care. Don't just hand them a check. Tell them that you will send the money to the medical clinic. Now, their answer to that should be nothing other than thank you or bless you. But if they say, no, send it to me, that should raise a red flag. You see? And so, it's crazy. You know, a lot of times when, you know, I like to donate and stuff, sometimes I just don't like sending money. I actually like to buy the crib for the baby or buy the clothes or buy the, you know, so that I know it's going to those, you know, the people that need it. Crazy stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's another study saying marriage prevents you from heart disease. That nagging spouses help you survive by 14% more than unmarried. And married people with high cholesterol were 16% more likely to survive. They say husbands and wives can also be relied upon to remind the other to take their medication and generally help them cope with their condition. Lead author Dr. Paul Carter from Ashton University in Birmingham said marriage and having a spouse at home is likely to offer emotional and physical support on a number of levels. So the study looked at patients in England between 2000 and 2013, and they looked at those who previously suffered a heart attack or risk factors for such an event, and they found that marriage boosted survival by 14%. And those with high cholesterol were 16% more likely to be alive during the trial's end duration. So if you had diabetes, high blood pressure, you still did well as well. So the findings were presented at the European Society of Cardiology Congress in Barcelona. And, it's interesting. You know, we make fun of marriage, you know, and we say, you know, married men, you know, actually live longer than unmarried men. And people always giggle with that. But there is something about being in a steady relationship. You know, we don't want you in a horrible relationship, you know, being lonely, always being at odds, fighting, the stress. No, that we don't want. All right. But, you know, a lot of people don't realize the benefits they have of their relationship. And we're going to talk more about this in the coming weeks, where you may think your marriage is a bad marriage. And then you stop and think about, okay, well, let me think of divorce. And then you go, well, wait a second. No, because the person's really good with the kids and, you know, she really does take care of me, and I could always call her in an emergency. And, you know, sometimes you need to stop and see what you have. And that's the biggest problem. When people start to break up, you know, they start to miss what they have. Now, those that break up and go into the arms of somebody else, maybe they don't seem to miss it as much. But those that, you know, go, I would rather be single than with this, you know, they sometimes realize, no, I think this partnership is a good partnership. You know, I guess this is the anniversary of LBJ's, I don't know if it's the anniversary in terms of year. I think it was 1965, August 27th. So it's around the anniversary of when, he allowed you to be married to avoid the draft. And I guess people flooded Las Vegas to get married in 1965, end of August, so that they could, I believe it was August 27th, so that they could avoid the draft if they were married. And, I want to talk about that later, how, you know, people who got married, you know, to avoid the draft, you know, how did they fare divorce-wise? 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. so you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.